This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, Ag Legislative Day activities will be taking place tomorrow in our state's capital city. It will be a nonetheless busy day in Springfield with breakfast kicking off activities at 7:30 at the State House Inn, and a legislative program will follow breakfast at 8:30, where the Director of Ag, the Illinois FFA President, and the Illinois County Fair Queen will address attendees. FFA members from across the state will be busy preparing commodity baskets for legislators at the Capitol building, and Executive Director of the Illinois FFA Center, Mindy Bunzelmeyer, says it's an activity that's been around for a while and the kids love being a part of it.
Yes, it's a super busy week. We just finished with our State Awards Day, recognizing our state proficiency winners on Saturday, and then we just sprinted right into Ag Legislative Day being tomorrow, where we'll have over 700 FFA members at the Capitol delivering baskets from commodity organizations, delivering lunches, and then, of course, having meetings and appointments with their respective legislators. So it is a super busy day, one filled with action and one that goes pretty quickly as well.
Yeah, as do most events, I think, with FFA. Talk a little bit more about the commodity baskets that the kids will be delivering. I know they also have a hand in putting those together, and they're really a good representation of Illinois agriculture.
Yes, they are. So the commodity baskets, the items that go into the baskets come from commodity organizations throughout the state of Illinois. So Illinois beef, Illinois pork producers, Illinois specialty crop growers, Illinois Farm Bureau, friends from all over the state of Illinois with related interest in agriculture will put items in the basket. So in the basket will be popcorn, trees, chocolates, any items that connect back to Illinois agriculture organizations and groups. And so it's a really unique opportunity for the commodity organizations throughout the state of Illinois, and it's coordinated by the Department, Illinois Department of Agriculture. And so they do a great job in organizing with all the interested organizations that want to put something in the basket. They gather all those items, bring them to the Capitol, and we gather the manpower. We gather FFA members from all over the state to put all the items in the basket tomorrow morning. And then, as well as the lunches, the commodity organizations sponsor the lunches that get provided to all the legislators and their aides tomorrow. So FFA members will be assembling those items, placing them in the baskets, and then delivering them. I know that it's a long-standing tradition, but I really don't know how long it has been going on. I think traditionally it may have started with receptions in the evening with commodity organizations and legislators, and then it evolved into what we call now Illinois Ag Legislative Day, which is delivering of those commodity baskets and the lunches. What's fun for the students is obviously they get to see the agriculture industry make a very concentrated effort in speaking to our legislators, but they also have the opportunity to see how politics work in our state, and legislators are very used to, or are, it's very common practice for us to be there. And so they, I think that, I don't know how much they enjoy the jackets being at the Capitol, but I know, the FFA members get a lot out of the experience, and I know that it's one that is very valuable for our FFA members in the future.
Well, that's definitely great to hear that they do enjoy this, because I know myself, I attended last year, and just to see all of those blue jackets together in Springfield, it's really awesome. And I know one of the main goals of FFA is to develop leaders, and what better of a way could you do that by taking them to Springfield and have them interact with these legislators?
Absolutely. One of our biggest goals is to make them very informed and empowered advocates for the industry. Informed on, you know, the latest issues, of course, but empowered meaning that they're comfortable with the process and they're not intimidated by the legislators or the positions they're in. Once they come to the Capitol and they experience the opportunity to meet with the legislators in an informal basis by maybe delivering the basket or the lunch, and then later on that day have that appointment with them, there's a comfort level that they already have established because they've been there and they're familiar with it. And I think the more times we can expose FFA members to that, the more we are creating informed and empowered advocates for the industry. And I know that's very important to the ag industry, but it's also important to these students and the communities that they'll go and serve in their future.
Absolutely. I think you summed it up pretty well there, Mindy. I know besides the commodity baskets, there is a breakfast and sort of a presentation Thursday morning as well, and I believe one of the state officers will be speaking at that.
Yes, our state president, J.C. Campbell, will have the opportunity to speak at the commodities breakfast tomorrow morning, where he'll speak to legislators as well as leaders from the commodity organizations. And oftentimes we get the opportunity, or our state officer will get the opportunity to speak in front of the legislators, and so we're hoping that can happen tomorrow as well. He has his remarks prepared, and we're really looking forward to a great day tomorrow.
Well, sounds great. Very exciting things in store. We have Ag Legislative Day, but Mindy, otherwise, how are things going for Illinois FFA this year?
Very well, very well. Like I said, we just rounded out our State Proficiency Award Day, which is a huge day for Illinois FFA members as they've kept their SAEs, their projects, throughout their FFA career. And it kind of comes to a culmination at State Awards Day, and they have their interview with their committee, and they're selected the winners that day. And then the work really begins for them, because then they have to begin working on their national application, as they will represent Illinois FFA at the national level. And so just finishing that up, and then next week we'll roll into our American FFA degree interviews. We have about 130 students interviewing for their American FFA degree, and we will nominate those students that we select to National FFA to be recognized for their American. And shortly after that, we go into our Farm Bureau Youth Conference, which is hosted by the Illinois Farm Bureau for FFA members around the state. And then pretty soon, we're going to be working on our selection committee, narrowing down our candidates to run for state office. It's hard to believe that we're, you know, knocking on April's door, but that takes place in April, and then 2 months later, we're at the state convention. So we are kind of what we call on the home stretch now, and looking forward to installing a new team very shortly, June 15th. So things are busy, but doing great.
Well, sounds great. Always good to get an update from you, Mindy. We pretty much covered the gamut, I think, but I don't want to miss anything. So any final thoughts that you may have, or do you think we've pretty well covered it?
I think we've covered it, Katie. I just want to thank you for the opportunity to talk about FFA. We're very passionate here at the Illinois FFA Center about what great things we know it does for students and how much it changes the lives of young people. And so we're very excited to ever have the opportunity to talk about what great things they're doing.
Mindy Bunzelmeyer, Executive Director of the Illinois FFA Center, and we'll be back with more Ag News in a moment. Peach farmers in southern Illinois say the state's crop will make it through this crazy spring weather, as the delicate fruit survived early season freezing temps. Wayne Surleys is president of Rendleman Orchards, and he says he was surprised to see the peaches make it through the cold which followed an unseasonably warm February. Peach buds began sprouting 2 weeks ago in the sunshine, and that was too early. Temps that followed fell as low as 17 degrees. Many blooms did succumb, but Surley says a good crop is still possible with only 1 in 10 blooms struggling through. That's because too many peaches per tree reduces the size of each peach. Well, looking at some national ag news, the ranking member of the House Ag Subcommittee on Nutrition says there will be no farm bill without the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, otherwise known as SNAP. Democrat James McGovern of Massachusetts, at the opening of a hearing titled The Next Farm Bill, The Future of SNAP, warned lawmakers by saying, "Don't even think of separating the nutrition title from the farm bill." He said such a move would be a huge mistake and guaranteed there will be no farm bill. Further, he wanted the House Ag Committee to not mess around with the program. McGovern says there's no reason to undermine SNAP through structural changes or further restrictions. He says he has read reports that the committee may consider changing provisions to able-bodied adults without dependents. However, he says the committee needs to find a way to make SNAP better, including increasing SNAP benefits. And that does it for today's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.